بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us once again to gather in the masjid to remember Him, Azza wa Jal, to remember His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remember the family of His beloved, and to remember the companions of His beloved. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For clarification, today is not the first Muharram. The first of Muharram and the new Islamic year will begin from today after Maghrib, inshaAllah. So we've kept these programs after Asr because Maghrib is too late and most people will be asleep at that time, inshaAllah. The layout for the next 10 days will be as so. Every single year, we either speak about the events that took place regarding Karbala, and then for the past couple of years, we spoke about the four khulafa, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke about Tawheed. We had these topics. But then there's another important thing that took place on Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. And that is, as we've outlined every single year, many, many prophets had great incidences that took place in their lives on the 10th of Muharram. And these prophets, they are mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single prophet, there is a story for us to learn from. There's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Anbiya in the Quran. Because there's lessons for us to learn from them. There are lessons for us to learn. And so we can learn about how we can gain closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can gain closest to Him. How we can increase in our a'mal. How we can change our psyche, our mentality, to become more in line with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why for the next eight days, we'll have gatherings every single day remembering one Nabi that's been sent to this earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on the ninth program, on the eighth program, we'll have regarding the Ahlul Bayt. Because Muharram is also a month we remember them. Then we'll have the events regarding Karbala. And the last day, we'll have a main event, inshallah. So to start this gathering, we will have Hafiz Hassan, inshallah, for the recitation of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم.
And then for Naat Sharif, inshallah, we'll have Haji Rahat Sahib, inshallah, to read a few ashar.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے, دیکھتے رہ گئے, دیکھتے رہ گئے, جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے. حسن بدر دجا دیکھتے رہ گئے, حسن بدر دجا دیکھتے رہ گئے, جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے. حسن اقرا کو دیکھا تھا جبریل نے, حسن اقرا کو دیکھا تھا جبریل نے, ہم تو غار حرا دیکھتے رہ گئے, ہم تو غار حرا دیکھتے رہ گئے, جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے. عرش پر پہنچے آقا تو روح امین, عرش پر پہنچے آقا تو روح امین, سدرۃ المنتہا دیکھتے رہ گئے, سدرۃ المنتہا دیکھتے رہ گئے, جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے, حسن بدر دجا دیکھتے رہ گئے. چاند دو ٹکڑے ہو کر تصدق ہوا, چاند دو ٹکڑے ہو کر تصدق ہوا, دشمن مصطفیٰ دیکھتے رہ گئے, دشمن مصطفیٰ دیکھتے رہ گئے, جلوائے ودھا دیکھتے رہ گئے, حسن بدر دجا دیکھتے رہ گئے.
Now inshallah, today's topic will be regarding the first messenger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this world, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And for this topic inshallah we have an old friend of mine who has also studied the entire Darsi Nizami course. He's an alim deen, mashallah, Maulana Suhaib Rashid, or Rashid, one of the two, Rashid inshallah. And he will be speaking to us inshallah regarding Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم ببركة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نور الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا خاتم النبيين. First and foremost to Honorable Imam Sahib Maulana Ali and all of you present today, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As Maulana Ali already mentioned, over the next few days we will be discussing the stories of the prophets alayhim assalam. There are quite a lot of technicalities involved in this subject, but I'm going to try and steer away from any technicalities inshallah, and I'm going to try and keep it quite simple, but you'll have to bear with me. I will use a few terminologies inshallah, and I'll try my best to explain them to you as well. So this subject is known as Qasasul Anbiya or Qasasul Nabiyyin, stories of the Anbiya, stories of the Nabiyyin, stories of the Prophets alayhim assalam. As you all know already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent approximately 124,000 prophets, give or take, more or less, to this world alayhim assalam. And only a handful of them have been mentioned in the Quran. Around 25 have been mentioned in the Quran. 25 at least who we definitely know are prophets for a fact. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only chose a few prophets to mention in the Quran. Why? There's so many prophets. Why restrict it to just a few? Or you know, why not send down revelation about all of them? Although that would be very extensive. The reason being why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only sent down revelation about 25 prophets, roughly, is because those stories pertaining to those prophets, alayhim assalam, are the most relevant stories for us to find hidayah, to find guidance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you already mentioned as well, that, you know, Yawmi Ashura, or the month of Muharram, and in particular Yawmi Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, is not something which is restricted to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Sometimes this is a misconception which creeps into our public, often from influences from other groups such as the Shia, and we end up having a negative connotation of the 10th of Muharram, of Ashura. I will shortly get to the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, but I just want to mention a few preliminary things. So there were many occurrences on the day of Ashura, like he mentioned, and some of them which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned were that on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam. He created Jannah, and also the first rain to fall was on Yawmi Ashura. And according to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam for his mistake which he performed on the day of Yawmi Ashura. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was saved from the fire of Nimrud on the day of Yawmi Ashura as well, and Sayyidina Ayub alayhi salam was also relieved of his test, and many other things. And some of the scholars have even mentioned, and this is reported from Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala an, that the 10th of Muharram, Yawmi Ashura, is actually the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is not a day of mourning and, you know, beating ourselves. There's actually many auspicious occasions to celebrate on this day. And one of the things which we commemorate is the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So now moving on to the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. And recall when your Lord said to the angels, I am about to make a vicegerent, a representative of Allah on the earth. Now this is very important. I want to focus on this beginning sentence. This is a very important sentence for us to understand. The Christian narrative of the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is what? The Christian narrative is that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created by God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ate from the tree which he was forbidden to eat from, that he was sinful and that he was banished from paradise, and that all of his descendants until today, meaning us and all other human beings, that they carry the burden of something called original sin. That we carry the burden of sin supposedly from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. This is the Christian theology behind prophetology, you can say, in relation to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And then this extends to their belief in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, where they believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, ma'adallah, they believe that he was crucified and that he died on the cross for our sins, which is contrary to our aqidah. We don't believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam tasted death. Rather, we believe that he was raised to paradise, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse that I am about to make a vicegerent in the earth. This is before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was already created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the angels that he is intending to create a representative on the earth. So, from the get-go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's irada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, his plan, was that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was going to end up on earth. It wasn't the case that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had done a sin and he was thrown out of paradise and that's why he came to earth. It was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all along that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam would come to earth, because Allah already mentioned he intends to create a representative, not fis sama, not in the heavens, not fil jannah, not in paradise, but fil ardi, on the earth. And then the angels, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. The angel said, will you make such a person a vicegerent, a representative in the earth who will spread corruption in it and will shed blood? Now why are the angels asking this question? Because they're not objecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are free from such. But they're asking a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a question within them, has placed curiosity within them. And the reason being behind why they had this curiosity is because for thousands of years, remember, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is not the first creation. We believe the first creation, subhanallah, is the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From that, many creations came. The arsh, the throne of Allah, the kursi, the pen, the al-lawh al-mahfuz, the preserved tablet, many other creations came. Earth was already existing. And the jinn were part of makhluk, they were already created. And amongst the jinn had spent thousands and thousands of years on earth, and they had already spread bloodshed and corruption amongst each other. And they had free will. So looking at these beings who had free will, the angels asked that, will you make such a person a vicegerent in the earth who will spread corruption in it and will shed blood? And then they said also, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, while we extol your praise and proclaim your sanctity. The angels are saying, what is the need for, what is the purpose behind another creation, namely human beings, when already they're trying to say that the jinn, they've spread so much corruption and bloodshed, and we do your tasbih day and night, we were created for your dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, indeed, I know what you do not know. Now this is very important, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the angels ma'asum, innocent, free of sin. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands without any objection, without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt there is perfection in that. But what is even more perfect, what is akmal, what is more perfect than that is when a human being fights against himself, his own nafs, his own desires, he fights against the whispers of shaitan, and he comes to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating mankind, a being with free will, that they that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that He will trial them, He will test them, but amongst them will be those who succeed in this test, amongst them will be those who obey Him, and amongst them are those who will attain a status higher than the angels. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And Allah taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. Then He presented those things to the angels and said, tell me the names of these things if you are truthful in this thought of yours. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, as He created him, a special knowledge which the angels were not privy to. They did not have access to this knowledge. And what was that knowledge? That knowledge was quite simply the names of everything and the realities of everything. So every single thing in creation up until the Day of Judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, all names of everything, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was given that knowledge. And this is actually an evidence for our belief regarding the ilm of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that if Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from beginning to end can know the names of everything, can have knowledge of everything, then why not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is far more superior than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Is the Mufassirin, the scholars of Tafsir, also mentioned that under this, what is included in these, in all of these names of things which were taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, they mentioned that another thing which was taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was professions. So 1,000 professions were taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Different professions which we have today, they were all taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and that knowledge was passed down throughout mankind. So that if they could not survive through natural means, then they could take up an occupation and they can survive through those means. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And when we ordered the angels prostrate to Adam عليه السلام, then they all prostrated except Iblis. He refused and displayed arrogance and became from amongst the unbelievers. So there's a few things to bear in mind over here. Prostrate to Adam عليه السلام. Sajda was done to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. This was a sajda which was out of what we call in Arabic, Urdu, you're familiar with the term as well, ta'zeem. This was out of respect, out of reverence, out of honor. This was not a sajda which was done out of ibadah. Okay? Now why is this important? Because in the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sajda to anyone out of respect is forbidden. And sajda to anyone out of worship is, of course, kufr, is disbelief. But out of respect, sajda was allowed in the previous sharia's, in the sharia of Sayyidina Adam alayhi wasallam, in the sharia of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi wasallam as well, which you'll find in Surah Yusuf. Okay, so a very important point of aqidah comes to mind over here, which is that sajda to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not kufr. It is only kufr when the intention of worship is there. Otherwise, if sajda to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done, like some people ignorantly do nowadays, that sajda, out of respect, is an innovation. It's a bid'ah sayyi'ah. It's an evil innovation. It's a sin. But it can never be kufr outright just to do sajda without the intention of worship, because here we had the angels doing sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, but they had no intention of worship. But that is a side point. Then they all prostrated except Iblis. So all of the angels prostrated, but Iblis did not prostrate. Now two things over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions elsewhere in the Quran, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. So that explains this verse. What was the manner, what was the kayfiyah of that sajda, which was done out of honor for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Here sajda is mentioned, but what was the manner of that sajda? فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ. Then all of the angels prostrated. So that verse clarifies for us that every single angel that was in existence prostrated to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Not a single one was an exception. Kulluhum, all of them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions ajma'un. This clarifies that sajda was not done on separate occasions, that they all done sajda at the exact same time to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, gave him such a great moment of honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made all of the angels together, collectively, at the exact same time, do sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And some of the mufassirin, some of the sufiya amongst the mufassirin, they mentioned that the reason behind why sajda was done to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was to honor the nur of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which at that time he was carrying. Now another question rises over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So they prostrated except Iblis. Now it makes it sound like Iblis is a part of the angels, because Allah is saying that they, the angels, are prostrated except Iblis. The exception is being made from the angels. So it sounds like Iblis is being considered amongst the angels. So the correct position is actually that Iblis was not amongst the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies elsewhere in the Quran where he mentions that Iblis is from amongst the jinn. So this is another point where we differ with Christian theology, where they believe that Satan was a fallen angel, and that, you know, he was from amongst the angels, then he became the devil. So our belief is contrary to that. It's actually the case that Iblis was not an angel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies elsewhere in the Quran that he was actually a jinn. And shaitan was from amongst the jinn, and from other sources it is clarified that shaitan was from amongst the jinn who were on earth amongst all the bloodshed and all the corruption, and then the angels lifted him and took him to paradise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he mentions, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And we said, O Adam, you and your wife live in paradise, and in it eat as much as you desire from wherever you desire, and do not go near this tree, otherwise you will be counted amongst the wrongdoers. So we know that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyida Hawa from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And just before this, I would like to mention actually that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, when he was created, you'll already be familiar, just like Sayyida Hawa, when they were created, they were not created as children. So they were created as adults. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, he was created as an adult, not as a child. And when the soul was placed into Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he sneezed and he said Alhamdulillah. And this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed within Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was created. Generally speaking, when, for example, a child who is born now, when they are born upon the fitrah, natural state, but they are not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are on a natural state, but they are not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once they grow up, when they become, you know, able to understand things, maybe at the age of 3, 4, 5, at those ages, you teach them about the deen, you teach them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you teach them about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to teach them, then they would have no clue about Allah, they would have no clue about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You would take them away from their fitrah, from their natural disposition. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed this knowledge inside Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and when Sayyidina Hawa was created, this knowledge was with her as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and we said, O Adam, you and your wife live in paradise, and eat in it as much as you desire from wherever you desire, and do not go near this tree, otherwise you would be counted amongst the wrongdoers. Now, a very important point comes to mind over here, which is that we know Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam did eat from the tree, which is going to be mentioned later on. Now, how do we classify this action? What is the actual classification of this action? So, the correct belief regarding Prophets alayhimu salam and the actions they done, which may seem on the apparent like they were acts of disobedience or acts which were contrary to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these acts are not actually considered sins. Okay? They are actually considered mistakes, or you can say khilaful awla in fiqh terms. You know, when something is khilaful awla means against the preferred practice. You have a mustahab, like praying two nafil, you leave that two nafil, you've done khilaful awla, something which is against the preferred practice, but there's no sin involved. Or it's a mistake which they made, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still rewards them. There's a common saying amongst the scholars, which is hasanatul abrari sayyiatul muqarrabin, that the good actions of the pious people, the general pious people, are like the sins of those people who are extremely close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see this in people generally speaking. You know, for example, you know, if you see a general good Muslim, he'll pray his fara'id, he'll pray his sunan. He might not pray his mustahab sometimes. He's done a good act though. He's left out his nafil. Okay, no problem. But he's prayed his faraid, he's prayed his sunnah. But if you were to go to, if you were to approach the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, if they were to do something like that, they were to leave out their mustahab, their nafil prayers, they would feel like they have committed a sin or something because of their closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a feeling they have within themselves that how did I not do the best course of action that I could have taken? And some of the scholars, they clarify this in another way, and they say فَعَلُوا الْفَاضِلَ وَتَرَكُوا الْأَفْضَلِ, that they did what was good, but they left what was best. So when we're discussing the subject of what Prophets alayhimu salam did, we're not discussing sins. We're discussing that they took one course of action, which was not the best course of action, but it was still nevertheless a good course of action to take. And a logical evidence why the Prophets alayhimu salam cannot sin is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow the Prophets. Yes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow the Prophets. If we are commanded to follow the Prophets and the Prophets sin, are we not commanded to follow them in their sinning? So why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to disobey Him? It's a logical contradiction. So we don't believe that the Prophets alayhimu salam committed a sin. And I'm focusing on this because we have to have the correct understanding of this passage of the Quran. We cannot attribute sins to the Anbiya alayhimu salam. We have to be very careful when discussing the Anbiya alayhimu salam. This is a very thin line to tread. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. Then Shaytan, by way of that tree, caused them to slip, and so brought about their eviction from where they were. And we said, go down. Some of you will be the enemies of some, and now up until a set of time you are to stay in the earth and take, and from it take benefit. So Shaytan convinced Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa to eat from the tree. Now the details of this are not mentioned in the Quran, they're mentioned in secondary sources. What our scholars of tafsir have done, the scholars who have explained the Quran, is wherever they found gaps in the narrative about the Prophets alayhimu salam, like in this instance, they would rely on a hadith, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever the hadith did not have the details that they were looking for, then they would rely on something we call Isra'iliyat, which were common in the Arab, in the world of the Arabs at that time, which are known as Jewish anecdotes. So stories which were reported from the Jews, they would rely on these as a tertiary, as a third source, to give additional information as long as it didn't contradict the fundamentals of our aqaid, of our beliefs. So, from some of the other sources, it is mentioned, various things are mentioned. Some things which are mentioned are that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had taken the form of a snake and had spoken to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and had convinced him to eat from the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned elsewhere in the Quran, He has mentioned that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was given the promise of eternity by with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah by eating from this fruit. So out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ate from this fruit. Other interpretations which ulama have given are that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa from eating from the tree, they assumed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibition was referring to one particular tree, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actual prohibition was referring to the whole category of those trees, and they ate from another tree. So it was a mistake in the understanding of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But nevertheless, no sin was incurred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this action, had sent them down to earth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam alayhi salam learnt some words from his Lord, so Allah accepted his repentance. Indeed, he is the most relenting, the ever merciful. So when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was sent down to paradise, it is said that, sent down to earth, it is said that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was sent to, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa were sent to Safa and Marwa. So one was sent to Safa and the other was sent to Marwa, and they were separate for a while. And that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he spent 300 years seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how did Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam actually attain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place? It is mentioned that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had sought forgiveness for 300 years, how he concluded seeking forgiveness, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, forgive me for the sake of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, of course Allah knows, but Allah ta'ala is giving us a lesson here, that how do you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said that I saw the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the pillars of the legs of the arsh. And I knew that you would not mention somebody next to your name except that he is the most beloved to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So in this is also a lesson for us to seek the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That for seeking forgiveness for 300 years, how was that forgiveness actually finally attained? It was through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he mentions, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. We ordered, all of you go down from this paradise, and if any guidance from me comes to you, then whosoever follows my guidance, then they will have no fear nor will they grieve. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And the people who committed unbelief and denied our verses, they are the people who are the inhabitants of hell, and in it they will remain forever. So I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of the Prophets alayhim wasalam. I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do sincere tawbah using the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And just a few additional points regarding Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and his birth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that the best of days in which the sun has risen is Friday. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created, and on this day he was descended to earth. Inshallah, we'll finish it then, inshallah. وَمَا عَلِينَا لِلْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.
Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala ilm mein jamal mein kamal mein barkat ata farmaye. Alhamdulillah. The story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa taslim that the Maulana mentioned about this sajda. The sajda ta'zimi, it is allowed in previous sharia. But our sharia is not allowed. It's haram and forbidden in gunahe kabira. Hamari shariat mein koi bhi ta'zimi sajda ho, kisi dusre ke liye ye jaiz nahi hai. Ala Hazrat farmati hai ki ye haram hai. This is the haram. Ta'zimi sajda in the previous sharia, like in the sharia of Hazrat Adam alayhi salat wa taslim, in the Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, in that sharia is allowed to do the sharia sajda. But the sharia in Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is forbidden, it is haram. Gunah kabira ala hazrat farmate hain to isse hame bachna chahiye, chahe wo peer ho, peer tareeqat ho, koi bhi ho, unke samne sajda jo karte hain wo haram kaam karte hain, wo gunah kabira hai. Koi bhi sajda ho, ye sajda jaiz nahi. Aqa se farmaya gaya ki Allah ya Rasool Allah hame sajda karne ki permission dijiye, to mere aqa ishaad farmate hain agar sajda karna jaiz hota to main auraton se kehta ki tum apne husband ko sajda karo, apne apne shauharon ko do the sajda your husband. To dua kare ke Allah tbarak wa taala is par hum tamam ko amal karne ki taufeeq rafeeq ata farmaye. Hazrat Adam alaihi salatu wa taslim se pehle Allah tbarak wa taala ne sabse pehle kya paida kiya? Nabi Kareem sallallahu taala sallam ka noor. Us noor se Allah tbarak wa taala ne farishton ko paida kiya. اور حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے 200 سال پہلے جناتوں کو پیدا کیا. تو جنات جب آئے دنیا میں رہنے لگے تو دوسرے سے خون ریزی سے, حضرت مولانا صاحب نے فرمایا کہ خون ریزی کرتے تھے, وہ بلڈ شیڈ. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی فرشتوں کو بھیجتا کہ جاؤ اور انہیں مار مار کے سیدھا کرو, تو فرشتے آتے انہیں مار مار کے سمندر میں دریا میں ادھر ادھر بھگا دیتے. تو اسی دوران ایک لڑائی ہوئی رہی تھی ان جناتوں کے درمیان, فرشتے آئے صلح کرانے کے لیے ان کے درمیان, ان کو ادھر ادھر سپریٹ کرنے کے لیے. تو دیکھا ایک خوبصورت بچہ وہاں کوہ میں پہاڑوں میں بیٹھا رو رہا ہے, تو فرشتوں کو ترس آ گیا کہ اتنا خوبصورت بچہ بیوٹیفل یہاں اکیلے بیٹھا ہوا ہے. اور پتہ چلا کیا کہ اس کے والدین بھی انتقال کر گئے, مر مارے جا چکے ہیں اس لڑائی میں. تو فرشتوں نے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں دعا کی کہ اے اللہ تو ہمیں پرمیشن دے تاکہ اس بچے کو ہم جنت میں لے آئے. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اسے فرشتوں کو اجازت دے دی اور فرشتے اس بچے کو لے کر آسمان پر چلے گئے. پھر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اس بچے کو تمام چیزوں کا علم دے دیا. تو وہی بچہ وہ کون تھا؟ وہ جناتوں کا بچہ تھا, وہی ابلیس تھا. وہی ابلیس تھا جو تمام فرشتوں کا سردار اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے بنا دیا. تو جب آدم کو سجدہ کرنے کے لیے کہا گیا تو اس نے انکار کیا, تو وہی کون بچہ تھا؟ وہی وہ جناتوں کا بچہ تھا. تو یہ جو جس نے انکار کیا یہ فرشتے نہیں تھا بلکہ وہ کیا تھا؟ وہی ابلیس تھا وہ جو سجدہ کرنے سے انکار. اس نے کیا کہا تھا کہ یا اللہ تو نے تو آدم کو مٹی سے پیدا کیا ہے اور مجھے تو نے آگ سے پیدا کیا ہے, تو مجھ سے بہتر آدم کیسے ہو سکتے ہیں؟ تو تکبر آیا, غرور آیا, تو جس کی وجہ سے وہ برباد ہو گیا. تو تکبر اور غرور یہ اچھی چیز نہیں ہے. اور جب حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کا آخری وقت آیا تو حضرت آدم علیہ السلام نے حضرت شیس علیہ السلام جانتے ہیں کون ہے؟ یہ بھی پروفٹ ہیں, دوسرے پروفٹ. حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کے بعد یہ دوسرے نبی ہیں, حضرت شیس علیہ السلام و تسلیم. حضرت شیس علیہ السلام کو بلایا. اور شیس علیہ السلام کی پیدائش کب ہوئی ہے؟ حضرت حابیل کے قتل کے 500 سال کے بعد پیدائش ہوئی ہے. اور ان کے یہاں یہ ہوتا تھا کہ دو بچے پیدا ہوتے تھے, ایک حمل سے دو بچے, ایک بچی ایک بچہ پیدا ہوتا تھا, ایک لڑکی اور ایک لڑکا پیدا ہوتا تھا. تو جو لڑکی جو لڑکا ایک ساتھ پیدا ہو اس کا بھائی ہوتا تھا, اور جو سپرٹ پیدا ہو اس کے ساتھ اس کا نکاح کر دیا جاتا تھا. تو حابیل دوسرے کے ساتھ پیدا ہوئی, قابیل دوسرے کے ساتھ. جو قابیل کے ساتھ جو لڑکی پیدا ہوئی بڑی خوبصورت تھی, beautiful thi wo. Aur jo Habil ke saath paida hui thi wo khoobsurat nahi thi. To Adam alayhi salam ne inke nikah unke saath kar diya, unka inke saath kar diya. To Qabil kehta nahi, main isko maanne ke liye taiyar nahi hu. Ye to aap apni taraf se faisla kar rahe hain. ابو جان یہ اپنی طرف سے فیصلہ کریے, اللہ کا حکم نہیں ہے. فرمایا یہ اللہ کا حکم ہے, اگر تمہیں بھروسہ نہیں ہے تو ایک کام کرو, تم اپنی اپنی نیازیں لاؤ, جس کی نیاز اللہ تبارک و تعالی جلا دے گا وہی حق پر ہے. تو قابیل نے گیہوں گندم جمع کیا اور حابیل ایک بکری کا بچہ, تو آسمان سے آگ آئی اور جو حابیل کی جو نیاز تھی اس کو کھا گئی. تو پتہ چلا کیا کہ حابیل یہ صحیح ہے. تو اس نے کیا کہا قابیل نے کہ واللہ ہی میں تجھے ماروں گا, واللہ ہی میں تجھے قتل کروں گا. اور جب حضرت آدم علیہ السلام حج کے لیے چلے آئے ان دنوں میں حج کے لیے, تو اسی دوران اس نے حضرت حابیل کو قتل کر دیا قابیل نے. تو اس کے 500 سال کے بعد حضرت شیث علیہ السلام کی پیدائش ہوئی. تو شیث علیہ السلام کو اللہ حضرت آدم علیہ السلام بلائے اور بلانے کے بعد کہتے ہیں کہ بیٹا دیکھو میرے بعد تم میرے جانشی ہو, میرے بعد تم میرے جانشی ہو, تم کو اس تخت پر بیٹھنا ہے اور تمہیں کو حکومت کرنا ہے, لیکن سنو اللہ سے ڈرتے رہنا اور اللہ کا ذکر کرنا, اور اللہ کے ذکر کے ساتھ اس کے نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ذکر کرنا. اس لیے کہ جب میں آب و گل میں تھا تو میں نے دیکھا کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد کا نام عرش کے نیچے لکھا ہوا ہے, اور جب مجھے پیدا کیا گیا تو میں عرش میں گھوما تو چاروں طرف جہاں بھی گیا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایوری وے. وین آئی وینٹ جنت ان دا جنا آئی سو ان دا ایوری وے ایون دا آئی سو دا نیم آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد, حوروں کی آنکھوں کی پلکیوں میں نے دیکھا, ہر جگہ دیکھا محمد کا نام. تو محمد کا بھی نام ذکر کرتے رہنا اللہ کے نام کے ذکر کے ساتھ, اور میری جو توبہ قبول ہوئی ہے وہ اسی نام کی برکت سے میری توبہ قبول ہوئی ہے. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم کا اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ہمیں امتی بنایا ہے, یہ اللہ کا کروڑوں احسان اور شکر ہے. جتنا ہم احسان کریں وہ کم ہے کہ اللہ نے ہمیں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو امتی بنایا. پریویس امتیوں کو دیکھیے کہ کچھ گناہ کرتے تھے اور ان کے اوپر عذاب آتا, وہ برباد ہو جاتے, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ڈسٹروئے کر دیتا. لیکن ہمارے اندر ایسی کون سی برائی ہے جو نہیں ہے, لیکن ہم سیف ہیں. کیوں؟ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی وجہ سے. تو دعا کرے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ہم تمام کو شریعت کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرمائے. استغفر اللہ, استغفر اللہ ربی من کل ذنب واتوب الیہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آج جمعرات ہے تو مختصر سا ذکر کر لیں, انشاءاللہ اس کے بعد پھر سلام ان دعا. کم کلوزر, کم فورڈ. علی ذکر.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. مولاي صلِّ دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير استغفر الله, 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 استغفر astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi hasbi rabbi jalla la ma fi qalbi ghayrullah نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله هو إلا الله 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 لا إلا الله 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 يا رحمن يا 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 الله يا رزاق 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 يا الله يا فتاح يا الله الله يا فتاح يا 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 الله يا غفار 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 يا الله يا حي يا قيوم 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 يا حي يا قيوم
Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, 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 Ya Qayyum, Allahu, 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 Ya Allah, Ya Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam Ya Shafi' al-Amrad, 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 Ya Shafi' al-Amrad يا حل المشكلات 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 يا مجيب الدعوات 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 أجب دعواتنا يا رب العالمين آمين 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 أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر أستغفر الله 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 ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم إمدادكن از بندگم آزادكن در دينو دنیا شاد کن یا غوثیا دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بندگم کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثیا اعظم دست امداد کن امداد کن از بندگم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بندگم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بندگم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم نحن بعد محمد صلى عليه وسلم صلاة والسلام عليك صلاة والسلام مصطفى جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام جس سہانی گھڑی چمکاتا ہے با کا چاند جس سہانی
ghadi chamkat hai baka chaand us dil afroz saat pehla ko salaam mustafa jaane rehmat pehla لام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کو سلام ہم غریبوں کے آقا پہ بے حد درود ہم غریبوں کے آقا پہ بے حد درود ہم فقیروں کے سروت پہ لا کو سلام کاش محشر میں جب ان کی آمد ہو اور بھیجیں سب ان کی شوکت پہ لا لا مجھ سے خدمت کے قود سیکھے ہار رضا مجھ سے خدمت کے قود سیکھے ہار رضا مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کو سلام الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا شفیعنا یوم الجزا. بیٹھیے, تشریف رکھیے. آج کی نیاز ہمارے حاجی محمد بشیر صاحب کی طرف سے ہے اور رفیق بھائی کہان والے کی طرف سے ہے اور ہمارے حاجی رفیق صاحب کہان والے 100 پاؤنڈ لنگر کے لیے دیا ہے. اچھا اچھا, الفاتحہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. یا اللہ, یا رحمان, یا رحم الراحمین, ہم یہ تیرے گنہگار بندے مسجد قبا میں حاضر ہوئے, نماز عصر با جماعت ادا کی, اس کے بعد درود شریف کی محفل ہوئی, چھوٹا سا بیان ہوا, یا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کے کرنے میں کرانے میں کسی قسم کمی کوتاہی ہوئی ہو تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے واسطے سے معاف فرما اور اسے قبول فرما. اور ہمارے حاجی بشیر صاحب کی طرف سے اور ہمارے رفیق بھائی کی طرف سے جو بھی نیازائے محبت لگے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو اسے قبول فرما. وہ اپنے شایان شان اس کا جو ثواب تو نے ہم گنہگاروں کو عطا کیا, ان تمام ثوابوں کو سب سے پہلے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ بکس پناہ میں پیش کرتے ہیں. اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. یا اللہ ان کے وسیلے جل سے ثواب تمام انبیاء کرام, تمام صحابہ کرام, تابعین تبع تابعین, دنیا کے تمام اولیاء کرام, تمام مؤمنین مؤمنات, یہاں پہ جو لوگ حاضر ہیں ان کے مرحومین مغفورین کے ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے حاجی بشیر صاحب کے, حفیظ بھائی کے جو بھی مرحومین مغفورین ہیں ان کے تمام ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. بالخصوص بالخصوص اس کا ثواب حضرت امام حسین شہداء کربلا کی ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. داتا کی بارگاہ میں پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول فرما. یا ان کی فیملی میں جو بھی مرحومین مغفورین ہیں ان تمام کے ارواحوں کو پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. ہمیں جن کے والد یا والدہ دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں ان کے ارواح کو پیش کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ اسے قبول و منظور فرما. یا اللہ مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما, جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما. یا اللہ بیان کرنے میں کسی قسم کی کمی غلطی ہوئی تو یا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے واسطے اسے معاف فرما اور اسے قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس مبارک دن کے صدقے
صدقے توفیل, اس مبارک گھڑی کے صدقے توفیل, یا اللہ ہم تمام کی تمام جائز دعاؤں قبول فرما, صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما, نیکیوں میں تبدیل فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, آسانی عطا فرما, دنیا کے تمام مسلمان بالخصوص غزہ کے مسلمانوں کی جان کی مال کی عزت کی آبرو کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ یا مرحمین, ہمیں نیکیاں کرنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما, برائیوں سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, عزت وقار کے ماحول میں زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق رفیق عطا فرما. جو بھائی ہمارے امیگریشن کے مسئلے میں پریشان ہے, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کے لیے آسانی عطا فرما, روزی روزگار میں برکت عطا فرما. یا اللہ یا مرحمین, ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا, ہم نے جو مانگا اسے دے دے, اور جو مانگنے سے رہے گا اسے دے دے. تو علیم و خبیر ہے, تو دلوں کے بھید کو جانتا ہے, تمام کی تمام جائز دعاؤں قبول فرما. ہماری جو ماں اور بہنیں ریڈیو کے ذریعے دعاؤں میں شریک ہیں, یا اللہ ان کی بھی جائز دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے حاجی بشیر صاحب رفیق بھائی کہاں والے کے روزی روزگار برکت عطا فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, ان کو اور ہم تمام کو حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما, ظالموں کے ظلم سے محفوظ فرما, شریروں کی شرارتوں سے حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ یا الرحمین, ہمارے راحت بھائی کی طرف سے تو تندرستی عطا فرما, ان کے روزی روزگار برکت عطا فرما, ان کی تمام جائز دعاؤں قبول فرما. جو بھی پریشانیاں ہو, یا اللہ تعالیٰ تو غفور الرحیم ہے, اس مبارک دن کے صدقے توفیل, اس مبارک وقت کے صدقے توفیل تیری بارگاہ میں دعا کرتے ہیں, ان تمام پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, آسانی عطا فرما. یا اللہ, یہ تیرے علماء کرام سے, انبیاء کرام سے, اولیاء کرام سے بڑی محبت کرتے ہیں ہمارے راحت بھائی, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو بھی ان سے محبت فرما, ان کے لیے آسانی عطا فرما. یا اللہ آسانی عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہم پر کرم فرما, اپنی رحمت انوار کی بارش فرما. یا ربی بالمصطفیٰ بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى یا واسع الکرم مولای صلی وسلم دائما عبدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. وحق لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.